Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A recall that is the first of its kind in the state of New York.
Wow.
And with this recall, some information that Tommy and I were unaware of.
Okay.
Because we know that today you no longer have to smoke marijuana.
Well, it ain't your daddy's pot game anymore, buddy.
That's right. There are plenty of products you can put it in to get high.
Mm-hmm.
The question, however... why these?
Oh.
Why do these need to exist?
All right.
Because they seem counterproductive to what you're trying to do here.
Hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Over the weekend, the New York State Department of Cannabis Management issued a recall on unregulated products that were sold at licensed dispensaries in New York State. They say the cannabis products were made by an unlicensed processor, and they cannot be sure what is in them and how much is in them.
Okay. So
you got to bring them back, right? If you want to. No, look, if we're not mistaken, it's the first ever recall in the state of New York from licensed marijuana shops. It's a historical moment.
Ooh.
But Tommy,
yeah,
we're not here to talk about the history of it. When you find out what was recalled, a line of dipping sauces and condiments.
So this is like ketchup that will get you stoned?
Yep. Honey mustard, ranch dressing, chipotle mayo, ketchup. Barbecue sauce.
Damn.
And by the way, that's just some of the stuff that was, but that was the one that like stood out.
So you got dipping sauce where I could cop a buzz.
You got that, yes.
It's a great idea, man.
Why is that a great idea?
Oh my God.
Seems like it'd be hard to measure, though.
I mean, it's the perfect marriage of
munch. I could see people just being like, more is better.
Oh, you God, yeah.
I mean? No.
It gets away from you
this
quickly.
This is pretty effing cool, man. Look, if I'm getting high and I'm hungry,
right.
I'm a big fat stoner.
That's a bigger problem. Yeah. The more... All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why do you need to put THC...
in my ranch dressing.
Dipping sauces and condiments, because it seems like overkill. Like, the cookies and the brownies, the butter, that makes sense. It's an easy vehicle for people that don't want smoke in their lungs to partake in marijuana. However, to Kimmy's point, the cookies and the brownies and things, you can actually measure them out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can cut a gummy in half.
A quarter of this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly. How do I measure out how much ketchup is going to make me think I can taste colors?
There is something that exists that I have always wanted to try, because there are chefs that will prepare meals and like you basically tell them how much THC you want and they will prepare the like sauce or whatever to have that amount in it, or they'll give you just the right amount. Like, there is a market, I think, for food, like putting it into a meal.
Okay.
But I would only trust like an expert to do that. Like, I don't know if I would, if that's something I'd want to attempt on my own.
So when you eat, let's say you eat an edible and you get stoned and then you get the munchies, do you still want more of that brownie or you want something else?
Oh, I'm you're going to go for like snacks. You're not, I don't think you're going back to, because most of the time, like edibles,
it'd be too much,
you're
right?
not eating them because they're delicious. You're eating them to get high.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like,
well, that might be the problem.
Yeah, they don't taste great.
But
most of the time,
if these dipping sauces taste like real dipping sauces, you will have a problem.
No, but that's just it. There's no win either way. If they taste like real dipping sauces,
you're going to overdip.
Exactly. If they don't taste like real dipping sauces, why not just have half a gummy and regular ketchup on your hot dog?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I could take the gummy and I could enjoy my delicious food afterwards. What other weird ass THC food products do we not know about? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I'm going to be honest with you.
What's that?
I'm going to be honest with you. The THC ketchup and ranch and all that stuff kind of feels douchey.
I don't know.
Feels a little bit douchey.
Why?
Feels like you didn't stop and ask if you should. You did it because you could.
Right. And we love our condiments.
Okay.
We love our dipping sauces.
No,
right?
We do. We do love it, but you don't need it here. It seems like if I met a guy who's like, yeah, I got ketchup with pot in it, like that guy's just a dick who's trying to buy all of the things to show it off. Am I wrong there?
Yeah, it just seems like an easy thing, I guess, to go wrong if you're just thinking, oh, a little bit. Because
you're going to over-squirt.
When it comes to any condiment.
Much like your mama.
When it comes to any condiment, like, nobody ever goes under the amount that they want. Like, you're always just, you know, slathering it in ranch.
Once I'm dipping, I'm dipping.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You would
die. Like, it would be hard to limit yourself to only a small amount of that ketchup or whatever it is.
I mean, death by ranch dressing would be so much fun.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. As far as we are concerned, the first recall from the cannabis board here in the state of New York from a licensed shop. It turns out that these products that are being recalled were made in an unlicensed, unregulated, whatever place. Mm. But the stuff, honey mustard, ranch dressing, chipotle mayo, ketchup, and barbecue sauce has THC in it, and it doesn't make sense. In fact, it seems like there's way more problems than there are good things that would come from this. Let's talk to Rod. Hey, Rod, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
Hey, so where are they getting rid of this? Because I'll take it.
Can you buy Kimmy legal marijuana ranch? Why do you want this stuff, Rod?
Why not, right? I mean, if it gets you high, f*** it.
Whoa! See, guys like Rod coming in here, can't watch their mouths, smoking the marijuana.
All right. Run his dipping mouth.
Rod, how old are you, buddy?
I'm 31.
Okay. First of all, young Rod.
Yeah.
Every Rod I know is like 70.
Yeah, that's an old school name.
Okay. Do you get high on the reg, Rod?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. What is your go-to way to use marijuana?
Just flower, but that's just me personally.
Okay. All right. Well, Rod, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. See what I mean? It's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Regularly gets high, says F word on the radio, wants to show you that he's got marijuana ketchup.
I'm all in.
Like, bro. If you found out one of our coworkers had marijuana ketchup or marijuana honey mustard or marijuana ranch dressing, that would alter your opinion of them forever.
Oh, absolutely.
So then what are you saying? Yeah, it's a good idea.
Well, I want people to have the freedom to choose, and I like the freedom to mock.
Okay.
Isn't that what America's all about? We're going to really unify here?
I mean, I guess you're right.
The mock and the mockable?
It just doesn't sound like it'd be that good. Like it
but
sounds
it could
like-
be.
I guess, but I'd rather just buy regular chipotle mayo, you know what I mean? Without the taste of, you know, I mean, it always has like that, like, I don't even know how to describe
can you taste
it. Like that
weed?
Green taste.
Oh, yeah.
That I wouldn't like.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
I didn't think it was.
There's always like that aftertaste. I haven't tried anything yet that didn't taste
like
it.
Yeah, that
wouldn't
appeal to me. I didn't think
need to expand my horizons. I don't know.
So like when you eat that gummy, it doesn't taste like you can taste the weed
You can taste it.
Yeah, that's.
Well,
yeah.
THC has a taste, right?
Well, I thought like they figured out how to like mask it.
I mean, there may be ones out there that don't have much of a taste, but I've always detected a little bit of it in there.
The best ones always have a taste, buddy.
So, do they make like a sugar you can put like in your coffee and stuff?
Probably.
That'd be nice.
Seems like they make everything.
It'd be like putting a little shot of whiskey in your coffee.
No, but again, like if it's going to alter the taste of your coffee, why not just swallow half a gummy and then drink
your
coffee?
I mean.
Like that's what I don't get here. Like if the only way to get high was through the honey mustard, okay, fine, that makes sense. I'll put it on my hot dog and eat it. But there's so many other ways to do it. You're just being obnoxious.
It doesn't make the food taste any better.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Kimmy, can you Google what a... Because the price of this stuff has got to be insane, too. Can you Google how much it costs for a bottle of or THC mayo or ketchup or whatever? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The other weird part of these THC communists...
What's that?
Condiments.
Commies.
Damn, what's commies that? And their pot ketchup. It also seems like a real easy way for someone to unintentionally imbibe in marijuana.
Oh, yeah, you could really get away. Oh, like a kid grabbing it?
Anyone. Like, we can assume the ketchup and the ranch and the chipotle mayo have to be left in the fridge?
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever looked at a bottle of any of those things I just named before you put it on your food?
No.
No, you haven't.
You just assume.
If you have guests, if you have kids over, the risk of them getting into the funny mustard... Seems pretty high.
But you got to lock it up.
Right? Well, no, but how do you lock it up? You got a fridge with a lock on it?
You might have to.
No, you're not going to be able to. You're not going to have that. How do I get into the fridge?
Mm.
Look like a psycho. Fridge lock. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, do we have a price on the condiments?
I'm looking.
She's working on it. While she's working on it, let's talk to Zach. Hey, Zach, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, boys.
Yo.
Actually, I tried some marijuana hot sauce one time.
Yeah.
My old lady, she came back from vacation. She had it. It was actually awesome, but the THC percentage wasn't very high in it, so you couldn't taste it at all. It actually just tasted great.
Okay, but it got you high?
I mean, not really. Like I said, you know, the THC content content was too low to really get me buzzed.
So what's the point?
It was nice novelty.
Nice novelty. I really enjoy paying four times as much as I should for a bottle of hot sauce. It did nothing to me.
Well, hey, you know, if you mix it with a little bit of the funny gummies, you know, you're good.
Okay. Hey, is that the weirdest THC food product you've tried, Zach?
Yeah, I would say so. I also tried linguine that had like a flour-based like Alfredo sauce on it, and that was pretty good. But at the same time, didn't get me buzzed. I think it's more so for the novelty.
Wouldn't it be funny if all this stuff you're trying didn't have any THC in it at all?
Yeah, you
would never know. No, it's a little bit. It's a little bit of linguine.
Give me some Dizzy Fettuccine.
Dizzy Fettuccine is my favorite jazz Italian artist from the 1940s. It was an Italian jazz artist.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, remember how that sounded, Tommy?
I don't know.
Yeah, Tommy, you can't write a song about it.
Yeah, you can't do an Italian man in the 1940s doing jazz. Dizzy Linguini. Zach, thanks for the call, buddy. I mean, you know, you've worked here for 30 years. Boo! Boo, you're joking! The Italian jazz artist.
It's jazz. It's ahead of its time.
Boo! The country's very confused this morning. Tommy can't even do Italian 1940s jazz jokes. Kimmy, what's the weirdest food you've tried marijuana-wise?
Like with marijuana in it?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever... It's all just been like, you know, gummies or...
She likes the candy.
I've had like I've had like homemade cookies and brownies.
Okay.
That's the extent of it. I have not branched out into like other types of food.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The way you said that makes me feel like you've done it and you had a bad experience.
No. I'm trying to think. I've had a drink, like it's like a lemonade looking drink.
Okay, did that get you high?
Those are very strong.
Did you drink the whole thing?
No, they tell you like on the bottle, like sip it a little bit at a time.
Why would they not just give you less of the lemonade then?
That's what I wonder, because it takes a long time to get through one bottle.
How long did it take you?
Oh, like weeks.
Wait, one bottle of lemonade?
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, you only need, like, a sip of this stuff.
One bottle, that's it. Go home.
It's like hippie moonshine.
Do you keep it in the fridge?
Yeah.
So you had to be conscious if someone was over.
Who's going over there? It's all adults.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
She got no child.
Would you drink a bottle that was already open?
My kid might.
Really?
Yeah. We have very low standards for drinks in our home. 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about these marijuana dipping sauces and condiments. It's the first, as far as we're concerned, recall from the cannabis board, whatever, here in New York State. They were sold at licensed dispensaries, but they came from unlicensed places. And it's honey mustard, ranch dressing, chipotle mayo, ketchup, barbecue sauce, among other things. Dave's on CMF. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's going on?
Good. You know, the big difference between, smoking it and edibles is with smoking it, you feel the effects within a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes at the most. Edibles, as you know, might take half hour, an hour. And some of the warnings on some of these products say it may take up to 4 hours. Now, I've never experienced 4 hours, but if I was enjoying some dipping sauces, I'd be terrified that I'd be kind of overindulging myself. And then 2 hours later, I'm laying in a ditch somewhere.
Thank you, Dave. All right, so Dave, you seem like you seem like a man who he has experience in this realm. And would I be correct in assuming that?
Yeah, and you know, with gummies that are regulated, at least you know how much you're getting in each piece and whatever. Or at least they say you do, unless you're buying snake oils. And then you know what? Tommy mentioned something about coffee. My dad actually has this oil. He puts one drop in his coffee every morning, and he's happy for about 6 hours.
You're kidding me.
Now, I've never tried it, but he swears by it.
Man, if I'm retired, I'm buying that.
Well, you're getting high for 6 hours every morning?
Why not? Okay, I'm retired.
He's an old retired man. He doesn't have much to do anymore. Yeah.
Hey, Dave, what is the strangest marijuana food you've had?
Yeah, I don't get too crazy with it. Cookies, I guess. Brownies.
Ooh, Dave,
like
you suck.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm pretty OG. Not that crazy, I guess.
Well, Dave, thanks for the call, buddy. Tell your dad we said what's up when he comes down for whatever he's drinking. All
thanks,
right, great.
Guys.
There goes Dave.
Yeah, you know, my problem is I had the same problem you have. Like, he's just talking, you know, I'm pretty, you know, he doesn't overindulge.
Sure.
I know I have an addictive personality, so I know I'm going to go all in if I ever started down this road.
100%.
Like, I would just be dripping that stuff on my tongue, not even drinking coffee anymore.
You know, we were asking the weirdest stuff. Mm. Elijah writes us. He says, in Colorado, I've seen THC jerky.
Oh.
Oh, so they put it in the meat?
Green meat.
So you put a little of that in your jerky.
I guess. How do you make it, though? It's just dried out beef.
And you're going to eat the whole bag. Who opens up a bag of jerky and takes like one strip?
Yeah, you always eat all the jerky. Did we get a price on the THC condiments?
So the one I'm looking at, so it's $5 per what they call, where'd it go? $5 per packet? So I don't know if that's
it comes in like a...
Yeah, so I don't know if like this particular one I'm looking at, like they just come in little ketchup packets, but they say...
Oh, like you get it to... Okay.
Yeah.
Like you get at the store, not at the ketchup
Each
farm.
Packet contains 10 milligrams of THC. They separate it so you know you're...
Gotcha.
They All measure right. it out for
I
you.
I hate those packets, so...
How is 10...
It's never enough.
10 is enough.
No, but I'm saying like it's never
one
enough
of the worst
ketchup.
80s, family sitcoms, yeah. 10 is enough.
But you know those packets never cut it.
But this isn't for the ketchup. Right. It's for, again, this is
I
why get, you
this
can't
is my
do
problem.
It.
Okay. Though
you can mix it with regular ketchup. I
like
I guess.
Ketchup, and I like to get high. This is the problem.
All right, let's take a break.
I'm gonna bloody that dog up with the ketchup.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Crime is not good, Tommy.
No, write that down.
We Google it. That's what it told us. Mm. But different crimes mean different things to different people.
Who's criming?
Well, there's one man who's in some serious trouble for allegations that happened already inside a jail.
Wait, so the crime happened in Crime Town.
You got it. Crime Town is what you call a jail.
Yeah.
But there is an argument to be made between the people who think this is awful and the people who think what he did, allegedly, is brilliant.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. An inmate at the Monroe County Jail is facing charges after authorities say they confiscated contraband he had inside the facility.
All right.
Jail deputies say the 43-year-old man was in possession of tobacco, along with dozens of squares saturated with some kind of synthetic substance.
All right.
So drugs, maybe?
Yeah, it sounded like it get you high.
Okay. That!
It sounded like you had like a little kiosk.
Yeah, it did,
actual
actually.
Actual kiosk.
So, by the way, for those who don't know, having that stuff inside the jail, super illegal. Mm. We're not here to debate that. Yeah. We know it's against the law. It's where they found the contraband, Tommy.
Uh-oh.
Not in his... Authorities say the 43-year-old inmate hid the tobacco and the other stuff inside of his medically approved walker.
Oh.
Like a metal
walker.
So photo on 13 Wham shows all of the items, alleged items.
Stored in there.
Yeah, they're inside latex gloves that were all cut up and then put in the piping of the walker. And he
Pretty
was
smart.
He was allowed to have the walker.
Right.
In fact, when the alleged items were found, he was taken in for medical observation on account of he couldn't have his walker anymore because he stuffed it full of tobacco and drugs, allegedly. He's been charged with promoting prison contraband.
So was he walking around literally with his walker selling it like cell to cell?
Don't know.
You know?
Don't know. I mean, that would be pretty ingenious if he was. Tommy, there are two types of people in this world. There are folks who see all crimes as awful and needing to shut all of them down.
Yeah.
And there are folks who look at crime as a cat and mouse game. Mm. As long as there isn't violence, what the cops don't catch ain't illegal.
And he saw an opportunity.
When you see what this man allegedly did, do you see him as terrible? Or do you see him as a crafty person who came up with a great idea?
I think he was a businessman who's behind bars.
So you're going with two?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, this could all be for his
own. I was
going
to say, even if he wasn't selling it, he's definitely a guy that thinks outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the walker, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kimmy, do you see this man as a terrible criminal, or do you see him with a man who came up with a great idea?
Kind of got to give him credit for being creative.
So it's two.
Yeah.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Would you guys want the punishment dropped because it was such a good idea?
I mean, I have my own feelings about these things.
Here we go.
Well, you ask, and then I give you.
I asked if you wanted the charges dropped. You let me do. I have a pamphlet with all of my beliefs. I'd like to share with you. No, what's your belief? What's your thought?
What? Seems like nothing to me, but okay.
What, contraband in the prison?
Contraband.
It is. It's contraband.
I agree.
No, you don't, actually. You're saying the opposite of what I'm saying. So you think that prisoners should have everything they want inside the prison? What's the point of prison? Now it just sounds like a bed and breakfast. Wait, I get away from my family and I get to do whatever I want? Yeah, I'll go.
I don't get how we do prisons in this country.
I don't get how we do prisons.
I told you, if I was running the prisons, I would have everybody fat, overweight, and tired.
Why is that?
Then they wouldn't do nothing. You wouldn't have prison riot. If I ran prisons, it would be a golden corral behind bars. Get as fat and lazy as you want. I wouldn't have to deal with you.
And you've been in more prisons than both Pat or I have.
I've been in three. And I've been arrested twice, too. So let's go with five.
That's a lot.
But, like, I don't get, like, hey, let's get them all jacked up and in shape. Right? The weight's gone.
The scarier, the better.
Sunday brunch is on me, fellas. I got carbon stations. You won't be able to fit more than one prisoner in a cell. It'd be nothing but walkers.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 43-year-old man who was already behind bars here in Monroe County. According to police, he had tobacco and another kind of substance, synthetic substance, on yellow saturated pieces of paper inside his medically approved walker. Like, the picture is, it's a brilliant move. It's a brilliant move on this guy.
He's MacGyver, man.
But here's the thing, man. You can, like, it's not even an argument. The fact, prison contraband can cause a whole bunch of other problems. Yeah. It can mess with addicts who are trying to get better behind bars. Mm-hmm. It can cause violence inside. None of that bothers you in this case?
No, because you got all that stuff anyway.
But this would increase the chances of that, would it not?
I don't know. Maybe you get high and chill your ass out. Maybe you're violent because you don't have anything to, like, take the edge off.
To me, doesn't the walker itself seem more dangerous than things inside of it?
You're going to hit someone with a walker?
You could.
Well, but you need it to get around. What are you going to do?
Somebody could use it as a weapon.
Yeah. Okay, so take it, pull it away from that man.
Yeah, and hit it another guy over the head. Now he needs something to... Because his head hurts.
Okay, I know.
Because when I saw that he had a walker in the first place, I was like, wow, you can have like a walker in prison?
Yeah, I would think like walkers and canes, like anything like that would not be allowed. Right. But to your point.
I guess you need it.
Aging prison population.
The guy's only 43.
Yeah.
No, but we do have a lot of older prisoners now that like need walkers and ramps just to shiv a guy.
Wait, there's a handicap access shiv ramp?
I need a ramp to get to that prick.
How tall is that, man? 252-WCMF. Look, I know we have a lot of former prison guards and current prison guards. No, well, those too. I mean, if you've been inside.
Oh, we got those, buddy.
Well, no, I'd like the opinion on how guards feel about this stuff. Like, do they look at this suspect as a terrible human being? Do they see this as an entrepreneur cutting corners? Do they appreciate him? Because you do bring up a good point. Mm. You bring up a good point that if the tobacco or whatever else takes the edge off, maybe that makes a better situation, but it could also increase violence and it being sold and stuff. So, like, if you work inside a prison, you're going to do your job and try and take it away from them, but if it gets in, do you hate it?
Yeah.
Is it the worst thing that's ever happened to you? 252-WCMF? It would be interesting to know.
What's that?
How the contraband got past security.
Yeah, how did it get in there in the first place?
Yeah, into the walker. Because if the allegations are true, did that walker come with the stuff inside?
Like he snuck it in with the stuff?
Or did they get it and jam it in the walker? Like who? Ooh. And then who helped him get that stuff inside the place? Because you can't do that on your own. He's not coming in with that stuff.
No.
It's also interesting what inmates are willing to risk punishment for. Because we don't know what this guy was in for in the first place. It's not in the story. And we're still waiting to see if what was on those squares.
What exactly it was.
But let's say he was caught with just tobacco.
Right.
He'd still be in serious trouble.
Yes.
So you can't smoke?
No.
Like in the yard?
It's not free. No.
Out in the yard?
I don't think cigarettes are allowed inside prisons anymore.
Man, they should allow that.
Why?
Let them smoke.
What are you talking about?
Well, who cares?
Well, I mean, if they're in there for a long time, I'm not responsible for health care.
Hey, Eddie, this will kill you. if I don't.
No, it's not allowed.
Okay. Do you not realize that if somebody is locked up for a very long time, that they are responsible for the cost of that person's health care as well?
Hey, maybe it's going to, everything takes care of itself.
No, you can't not give them medical care.
I know.
No, you don't, because that was your suggestion. So, like, even going back to your plan before about getting them all fat so they can't move, they're all going to have diabetes. And now you're treating diabetes inmates. True. That would cost a fortune. Like, taking away the human aspect of it, we would have the most expensive prison system, not only on account of the lamb station, but on account of the medical
stuff. But the most delicious.
Yes. Look, you know how much I love to eat. I'm debating assaulting you to get into your prison system that you're describing now. You didn't know they couldn't smoke inside anymore?
No, for some reason I thought they could. Like, not in the cell, but like out in the yard, they could walk around and smoke.
Are you basing it on every prison movie that you've seen that was only from like 50 years ago? Yes. Like, name a recent prison movie.
I don't think I've seen a recent prison movie.
Because it doesn't work, because it's boring as hell. They're all sitting around watching television.
All right.
Right? No?
Maybe some foreign ones you can smoke. I guess in a Mexican prison you can smoke.
Yeah, no, yeah. If I had a choice, I'd want to be transferred to a Mexican prison so I could smoke.
Use tobacco products.
Yeah. Are you out of your mind?
How about that food in that Mexican prison? It's got to be delicious.
There are, I mean, outside of like a couple of like European countries where you've seen like this is how they take care of their prisoners. And it's nuts, like Sweden, I think, is one of them.
Yeah.
I would make the argument you don't want to be locked up in any country that's like not doing as well as the United States.
Below us?
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, like the equator. Like Mexico, Guatemala.
Oh, yeah. I think the further you get into South America, the scarier it's
going to be. Yeah. But the food gets better.
There's a show on like National Geographic where they go into like these weird South American prisons and they show like what these people live in. It's holy crap, man.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
Still full, though, which kind of kills the argument on like.
But hey, free smokes.
I don't think they're free. By the way, like the fact that they're still full kind of kills the argument that if you make prison miserable, people won't commit crimes because still in there.
Right.
Looks miserable. I don't know, man. Like, it's an ingenious idea on this guy's part. How did he get caught?
He must have been just caught. I'm guessing he got caught selling.
Okay.
Right.
There's nothing in the story that says that, though.
But I'm guessing if I'm thinking he got busted.
I'm guessing.
Was his walker like making a noise?
Right.
Hey, what's in there?
Can I just point out that he used a new qualifier that might be the dumbest sentence in the English language?
I wasn't paying attention.
I'm thinking, I'm guessing. You said that.
I'm thinking, I'm guessing. That's how it works, you think.
You don't even know you're guessing.
You think.
You're thinking that you are guessing.
See up here? Think.
I may be guessing.
See here? See this hole? Guess. That's my guess hole. This is my thinking spot.
Wouldn't it be included in the story that he was caught, the allegations he was caught trying to sell?
Unless they do one of those things where they go into your cell and like, pull everything apart.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. But then he would know not to have it in there.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's an idiot. I don't know.
I'm guessing maybe you're the idiot. I'm guessing. Let's take a break. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah?
It's not.
Yeah.
Why are you being a dick already, man? His name is in a record
book. Yeah, how about that? He got that going for him.
He does have that going for him.
Yeah.
Why are you such a dick?
This is, I guess because it reminds me of my father.
Okay. Here we go. Here comes Tommy's daddy issues again.
This is a daddy issue.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, let us introduce you to Chuck Zimmerman.
What are you old Chucky do?
Chuck Zimmerman is a fisherman.
Yeah.
And back in late June, he caught a 15-pound, 14-ounce fish.
Fish.
In Jefferson County.
Oh, Jeff Fish.
That Hilton native, Chuck Zimmerman, set a record for the biggest long-nosed gar in the history of the state of New York. Fun fact, the long-nosed gar, which I was unaware was a fish, evolutionary speaking, are known as living dinosaurs.
Oh.
Did you see a picture of these things?
Yeah. It's a living dinosaur. It's like it never evolved.
I guess. They call it the Mulet of fish. It's the same stupid, slimy, gross ass.
Oh, the big-eyed Mulet.
Have you ever seen a gar in person?
I've never seen anything that looked like that.
Did you see the picture of the gar?
Yeah, I saw him holding it up. Yeah. It looked pretty scary, to tell you the truth. If I was swimming and this thing came by me, I wouldn't know what the F that is.
It's ugly as sin.
Yeah.
But that wet dino turns out was such a doozy that he now owns this record. And Chuck is in sole possession of the largest long-nosed gar ever caught in the state of New York.
Right.
Why are you making a face already?
Because you're not 12. Nobody cares.
Well, but we're not fishermen in this room, so no, I don't know. It's probably a big deal.
I guess, but like,
I just don't know the difference of like fish. And so, I don't know like what qualifies as like an extra large fish.
Oh, I can answer this one.
Yeah,
it's
right. But
the biggest
I guess
ever.
What's
it's
like
big
the next
for
biggest?
That thing.
It's still pretty big. It's 15 effing pounds.
I don't know. Yeah.
I was cursed. I'm over a fish.
No, but like, and I'm gonna do this thing you hate.
What's it?
But it ain't a sailfish.
Shut up.
It ain't a marlin.
Well,
it
ain't Jaws. Not in the ocean.
It ain't Jaws.
He didn't get the record for biggest fish ever caught.
It's a freshwater scuzz fish.
Wow, you hear that? All you fishermen, he's judging the hell out of you, saying you don't really fish. Not a fisherman.
Like, you hold me up, you little bass, that's great, but you ain't Hemingway on the docks, man, with the goddamn marlin that's the size of three of me's.
So you caught a marlin?
No, but my dad's boat did. But we never did.
No, and you never caught one.
Like, when you see a sailfish, when you see, like, a really beautiful...
Well, but they're an interesting fish to look at.
Well, I think every fish is an interesting fish to look at. Like, this long nose
dart. It's not mountable. You wouldn't mount that fish.
Not every fish could be your mom,
and I think you can mount this
fish. That's your third mom joke today.
It's a mom joke blowout. We need to unite each other, except for when it comes to Tommy's mom, in which case we split that wide open. Fourth mom joke today. Fourth.
Yeah, I'm not. You look like a little kid. Like, you, this is like a summer camp picture.
Oh, I'm looking
Grown-ass man with regular-ass fish, I'm not impressed.
Why are you such a dick? He's happy. I would be happy, too. By the way, he's not, like, the typical age, I don't think, of a guy who would, like, own a fishing record. He looks like he's probably in his early 30s, mid-30s.
Yeah. But then, aren't you all trying to do all this, like... old stuff again.
Aren't you all trying to do all
like your retro fishing? You're trying to catch prehistoric fish.
Fishing never went away.
I think dates back to Jesus.
Prehistoric, yeah, but Jesus was riding dinosaurs through Bethlehem.
Yeah.
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 I mean, it's not like this guy set out to catch the biggest fish. He was just fishing that day and ended up with
he lucked out.
Like a lucky fish.
But when you say it that way, it makes his accomplishment less impressive.
No, but I'm saying, like, Tommy's saying, like, he's...
Look at Tommy. He's, like, nodding his head. No, yeah, I tricked her into saying it.
That's not what you're saying. You're saying it's not even that impressive. Okay, he did something impressive without trying.
If I came in here and I said, man, I went fishing this weekend and I caught...
Yeah.
Dino fish.
15-pound
And you would
y'all
not
would
let
laugh
us...
at me.
No, you would
laugh. Old man, did you wear your new hat when you were doing it?
No, that is a valid question because your hats are so stupid.
Well, I hold my lures in there.
No, I would be impressed that you caught
us. Oh, yeah, all of a sudden, you're so impressed by me.
No.
Y'all kick my ass around every day. If I come in here with a fish story, you'd laugh
at me.
Bro,
if you walked in and just told me about a big fish, yeah, I don't care. If
no,
you
I'll in show you the pictures. I think.
But you tell me you caught a state record
state
fish?
State record?
Yes.
Now, you
I
know
care.
What y'all say?
What's that?
Doesn't even count. We're not even trying. Not even a fisherman.
But that's your argument. What is your argument?
You're trying to praise this guy, but if it was me, you'd laugh me out the room.
Okay.
You'd say, like, smells like my mom. Where'd you pull it out of your mom?
Six.
I'm doing it. They don't count. I'm doing my own mom jokes.
252 WCMF. We're talking about Chuck Zimmerman. He's a Hilton native. He caught a 15-pound, 14-ounce long-nose gar out in Butterfield Lake in Jefferson County.
And then he ate it.
It is the largest long-nose gar ever caught in the history of the state of New York. 252-9263. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, Tommy, you're a complete dumbass. I know people...
Hold on. That stinger really got me. Give me a second, man. I got to catch my breath.
I know. That's crazy. No, so I've known kids going when I went to church that were like 13 or 14. They shoot their first buck and they get that mounted, and it's like a 2-point buck. Like, they're excited to get that buck. So if the dude wants to go mount this long nosed gar, who cares? Who's he hurting?
Yeah.
Like, why you got to kill his fun, Tommy?
Because he presented it to me in a news article.
He didn't write the article.
Well, he posed for it. How'd they find out?
Everybody poses for their fish. It's a state record fish.
To your point, like, do you have?
If it was a church gar, maybe I'd be more impressed.
Church gar.
No, it's just like people get proud of the things that they accomplish. I'm sure that guy's been fishing since he was like 5 with his dad, and this is the biggest fish he caught. Or caught, sorry, but. Yeah, let the dude be happy.
Yeah.
What about my happiness?
No, nobody wants you happy. Nobody
cares.
I want to make fun of your stupid, ugly fish that you probably can't even eat.
So, Ben, as we get away from the fish you got a tattoo over the weekend. You went and saw Skyler, another Break Room listener. How'd it go? We saw the pictures on Instagram.
It actually went way better than I thought it would. I was expecting it to hurt a lot more. It felt like...
No, the penis doesn't hurt.
Oh, my God. Are you 12, Tommy? But,
double zingers.
It felt like, I don't know, like a little less than a bee sting.
What'd you get? What kind of tattoo? Something really cool?
I'm going to go now.
What'd you get? Come on, man.
Bye, Ben. There goes Ben. Ben is done.
So I do wonder, like, if you catch a fish and you think this is a pretty big fish, mm-hmm. but you don't really know what the record is, like, where do you report that? Like, I wouldn't even know what to do first. Do you automatically have to report, like, a large fish? Because how do you know, like, somebody else didn't catch a bigger one? They just never said anything about it.
I thought you could weigh it with, like, a scale, like one of those fish scales right there. And,
but
like,
who do you send it to?
Right. Do you have to report it to an official place?
Game fish warden.
Something like that. Yeah,
you got to go to the warden, check.
I didn't know.
Have that thing measured out.
And then do they come check it to verify?
If you have the picture.
They come to your house.
I guess.
Yeah.
That and the FBI.
Yeah, do they?
Show me your car. Show me your prehistoric car fish. Is that a church car?
Shut up.
Don't count.
Gar, not a car. Gar. G-A-R.
Oh, you caught a car, not a gar?
Gar. All right, when it comes to who you can brag about, right? Okay, he's going to put it on Facebook and brag about it that way, right? Okay, that's appropriate. Mm-hmm. You got to brag to your family about catching the gar, right?
Yeah.
Okay, at the bar. You're allowed to brag about the gar at the bar? Gar?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Now,
but nobody wants to hear it, sure.
But now we're getting to, at what point can someone look you in the face and say, hey, I don't care, and they're not being a dick?
Any female coworker
can
tell you to shut up about your fish because women don't care about fish.
So work is when it starts.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You've crossed into a bad area.
Can you bring it up if
it's a no car zone?
No gar. It's with a G. Gar.
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 Garfish.
Kimmy, if you are at a dinner with your friend and her husband, and you and his husband, and her husband starts talking about the state record gar that he caught, are you politely listening or are you telling him to stop talking?
Oh, I'm not telling. I'm just going to sit there and listen.
But you're hating it.
It's not. I mean, people can talk about worse things, right?
Where they put the gar. See how long that nose is?
I don't have a problem with somebody talking about it.
Maybe
especially if that's their hobby. You're probably used to them talking about it.
No, but I mean, it's like, this is a person you're not really connected to. Okay. It's your friend's husband.
No, I'm not. I could politely listen.
But nobody wants to hear anybody's fish story unless you are another fisherman. And all they're doing is they're going to tell you their story.
Okay.
And they're going to try to, like, fish top you.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about Chuck Zimmerman. Caught a 15-pound, 14-ounce long-nosed gar down there in Jefferson County.
Oh, fishing Chuck.
It's a state record long-nosed gar.
Oh, she's a big wiggler, that one.
Donnie's on CMF. Hey, Donnie, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. What do you got?
So we were actually on the lake when they caught that fish.
You're kidding me.
A bunch of our buddies. So we're from Rochester, obviously.
Yeah.
We have a fishing camp up in Redwood. There's about 10 of us that go up there for opening bass weekend every year, but we all have kids now, so we go the weekend after Father's Day.
Bass or ass, nobody fishes for free.
So we're all up on the lake. We're all on the lake on Butterfield Lake.
Butterfield Lake.
I said it five times already.
We hear the screaming across the bay, and we're like, what the hell's going on? Heck is going on over there? So we shimmy on over. My buddy, shout out to Chad Carpenter. He goes over, and these guys are like, hey, we just caught this fish. It's crazy. And he's like, hey, man. State record's like 14 pounds. You guys should probably go get that checked out. And they were like, no way. No, that's not
You
real.
Guys
no
should
way.
Probably go get girlfriends.
He said they're married with kids, you idiot.
you should check out one out. That's a big one.
Get away for a weekend, man.
Well,
we get
Donnie,
out of the water, have a couple of drinks.
I get it. Listen, I want to. We actually have
there's a bunch of fellas up there on Butter Lake.
We have a man waiting on hold who caught this
make
fish.
Sure he remembers. He has not mentioned one word about the assist on this state record to any of the guys that helped him.
Okay, we'll bring that up, Donnie. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to an ungrateful friend, apparently. Chuck's on CMF. Hey, Chuck, congratulations on your fish. How are you?
Thanks. I'm doing good.
But this is the Chuck?
Taking some time to announce this.
Taking some time. Really preparing the right words to say out loud, Chucky.
Trying to. It's probably my first time on radio, so I appreciate it.
Okay. Mm. Well, no, we're honored to have the...
Yes, Fish and Chuck.
Yeah, okay. And by the way, he called us. We did not book this interview. I don't want you to think we're the weed show. So, Chucky, with all due respect, Tommy is not impressed by what you pulled off with the long-nosed gar.
I heard that real quick, so that's what kind of got me to give you guys a call, because, this thing's like... I mean, if you see an article, they're saying this is like dinosaur-esque. So this is going to be up in my pole barn now.
You know, it'd be cool if you actually pulled out a dinosaur. That would be wicked cool. Hey, by the way, how long did it take you to bring it in?
It actually wasn't much of a fight at all. I mean, he slammed the lure, but he came
man,
right
if it don't put up no quickly. Fight, Tommy's it ain't no dinosaur.
No, Chuck, Tommy's interrupting you because he doesn't know what fishing terms you're about to use. So he's just going to talk over you to sound more manly.
It ain't a fighting fish. It ain't no big deal.
You don't know nothing about gar. You don't know nothing about gar,
he didn't
bro.
Catch it. It surrendered. You're like the Irish army. You just give up.
This, Tommy. Come gotcha. On, man.
All right, so Chucky, who have you been bragging to? Absolutely everybody since it happened all the way back in June?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows pretty much, and we've been reaching out to a Buffalo writer actually called me on Saturday morning. He's doing a big article on it, so
nice.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Nice.
And wait, did,
so do
wait.
You
my first big fish.
Do you have it on display, you said, somewhere?
Yeah, so it's at Patterson's Taxidermy right now, which is in Alexandria Bay.
The finest of taxidermy places.
Quality work.
Highly endorsed by the Break Room.
How much? Because that's not cheap. How much?
It came to be $820.
$800 for that stupid thing?
It's 15 pounds, man.
He's going to spend $1,000 on a pointless fish.
Yeah, but you have no, that got, to prove forever.
It's a piece of history, man. It's He's a right. piece of history.
It don't even talk. A talking fish, you can get two for like $30.
Talking fish. Well, Chucky, listen, man, we're late.
Congratulations.
Way to go. Thanks for the call. Yeah. And, you know, you can invite Tommy over to your pole barn to look
That's
at
more your
fish.
Angle. Pat likes
Tommy,
it
bring
on
the women.
Bring the women.
Do we have a Chucky? Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. There goes world state record holding Chuck.
I didn't know it costs so much to...
Taxidermy is really expensive.
Yeah.
Costs a lot of money to look at that fish for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah?
It's not.
Yeah.
Why are you being a dick already, man? His name is in a record book.
Yeah, how about that? He got that going for him.
He does have that going for
him. Yeah.
Why are you such a dick?
This is, I guess because it reminds me of my father.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Here come Tommy's daddy issues again. Yes,
this is a daddy issue.
You're hanging out in the Break Room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, let us introduce you to Chuck Zimmerman.
What are you old Chucky do?
Chuck Zimmerman is a fisherman.
Yeah.
And back in late June, he caught a 15-pound, 14-ounce fish.
Fish.
In Jefferson County.
Oh, Jeff Fish.
That Hilton native, Chuck Zimmerman, set a record for the biggest long-nosed gar in the history of the state of New York. Fun fact, the long-nosed gar, which I was unaware was a fish, evolutionary speaking, are known as living dinosaurs.
Oh.
Did you see a picture of these things?
Yeah. It's a living dinosaur. It's like it never evolved.
I guess. They call it the Mulet of fish. It's the same stupid, slimy, gross ass.
Oh, the big-eyed Mulet.
Have you ever seen a gar in person?
I've never seen anything that looked like that.
Did you see the picture of the gar?
Yeah, I saw him holding it up. Yeah. It looked pretty scary, to tell you the truth. If I was swimming and this thing came by me, I wouldn't know what the F that is.
It's ugly as sin.
Yeah.
But that wet dino turns out was such a doozy that he now owns this record. And Chuck is in sole possession of the largest long-nosed gar ever caught in the state of New York.
Right.
Why are you making a face already?
Because you're not 12. Nobody cares.
Well, but we're not fishermen in this room, so no, I don't know. It's probably a big deal.
I guess, but like,
I just
if
don't
it
know
them.
The difference of like fish. And so, I don't know like what qualifies as like an extra large fish.
Oh, I can answer this one.
Yeah,
it's
right.
The
but
biggest
I guess
ever.
What's
it's
like
big
the next
for
biggest?
That thing.
It's still pretty big. It's 15 effing pounds.
I don't know. Yeah.
I was cursed. I'm over a fish.
No, but like, and I'm gonna do this thing you hate.
What's it?
But it ain't a sailfish.
Shut up!
Oh my god!
It ain't a marlin.
Well,
it
yeah, he's
Jaws.
Not in the ocean.
It ain't Jaws.
He didn't get the record for biggest fish ever caught.
It's a freshwater scuzz fish.
Wow, you hear that? All you fishermen, he's judging the hell out of you, saying you don't really fish. Not a fisherman.
Like, you hold me up, you little bass, that's great, but you ain't Hemingway on the docks, man, with the goddamn marlin that's the size of three of me's.
So you caught a marlin?
No, but my dad's boat did. But we never did.
No, and you never caught one.
Like, when you see a sailfish, when you see, like, a really beautiful...
Well, an interesting fish to look at.
Well, I think every fish is an interesting fish to look at. Like, this long-nosed
gar. It's not mountable. You wouldn't mount that fish.
I don't know,
not every fish
do.
Could be your mom, and I think you can mount this
That's
fish.
That's your third mom joke today.
It's a mom joke blowout. We need to unite each other, except for when it comes to Tommy's mom, in which case we split that wide open. Fourth mom joke today. Fourth.
Yeah, I'm not. You look like a little kid. Like it, this is like a summer camp picture.
I'm looking
grown at grown-ass man with bait with regular ass fish. I'm not impressed.
Why are you such a dick? He's happy. I would be happy too. By the way, he's not like the typical age, I don't think, of a guy who would like own a fishing record. He looks like he's probably in his early 30s, mid 30s.
Yeah. But then, aren't you all trying to do all this like old stuff again?
Aren't you all trying to do all
like your retro fishing? You're trying to catch prehistoric fish.
Fishing never went away.
I think dates back to Jesus.
Prehistoric, yeah, but Jesus was riding dinosaurs through Bethlehem.
Yeah.
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 I mean, it's not like this guy set out to catch the biggest fish. He was just fishing that day and ended up with
he lucked out.
Like a lucky fish.
But when you say it that way, it makes his accomplishment less impressive.
No, but I'm saying like Tommy's saying like he's
look at Tommy, he's like nodding his head. No, yeah, I tricked her into saying it.
That's not what you're saying. You're saying it's not even that impressive. Okay, he did something impressive without trying.
If I came in here and I said, man, I went fishing this weekend and I caught dino fish.
15-pound
and you would
y'all would
not
laugh
let us...
at me.
No, you would
laugh. Old man, did you wear your new hat when you were doing it?
No, that is a valid question because your hats are so stupid.
Well, I hold my lures in there.
No, I would be impressed that you caught
us. Oh, yeah, all of a sudden, you're so impressed by me.
No.
Y'all kick my ass around every day. If I come in here with a fish story, you'd laugh
at me.
Bro,
if you walked in and just told me about a big fish, yeah, I don't care.
I'll show you the pictures.
But you tell me you caught a state record
state
fish?
Record?
Yes.
Now,
you
know what y'all say?
What's that?
Doesn't even count. We weren't even trying. Not even a fisherman.
But that's your argument. What is your argument?
You're trying to praise this guy, but if it was me, you'd laugh me out the room.
Okay.
You'd say, like, smells like my mom. Where'd you pull it out of your mom?
Six.
I'm doing it. They don't count. I'm doing my own mom jokes.
252 WCMF. We're talking about Chuck Zimmerman. He's a Hilton native. He caught a 15-pound, 14-ounce long-nosed gar out in Butterfield Lake in Jefferson County.
And then he ate it.
It is the largest long-nosed gar ever caught in the history of the state of New York. 252-9263. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, Tommy, you're a complete dumbass. I know people...
Hold on. That stinger really got me. Give me a second, man. I got to catch my breath.
I know. That's crazy. No, so I've known kids going when I went to church that were like 13 or 14, they shoot their first buck and they get that mounted and it's like a 2-point buck. Like they're excited to get that buck. So if the dude wants to go mount this long-nosed gar, who cares? Who's he hurting?
Yeah.
Like why you got to kill his fun, Tommy?
Because he presented it to me in a news article.
He didn't write the article.
Well, he posed for it. How'd they find out?
Everybody poses for their fish. It's a state record fish.
To your point, like, do you have?
If it was a church gar, maybe I'd be more impressed.
Church gar.
No, it's just like people get proud of the things that they accomplish. I'm sure that guy's been fishing since he was like 5 with his dad, and this is the biggest fish he caught. Or caught. Sorry, but. Yeah, let the dude be happy.
Yeah.
What about my happiness?
No, nobody wants you happy.
Nobody cares.
I want to make fun of your stupid, ugly fish that you probably can't even eat.
So, Ben, as we get away from the fish you got a tattoo over the weekend. You went and saw Skyler, another Break Room listener. How'd it go? We saw the pictures on Instagram.
Yeah, it actually went way better than I thought it would. I was expecting it to hurt a lot more. It felt like...
No, the penis doesn't hurt.
Oh, my God. Are you 12, Tommy? But,
double zingers.
It felt like, I don't know, like a little less than a bee sting.
What'd you get? What kind of tattoo? Something really cool?
I'm going to go now.
What'd you get? Come on, man.
Bye, Ben. There goes Ben. Ben is done.
So I do wonder... like if you catch a fish and you think this is a pretty big fish, but you don't really know what the record is, like where do you report that? Like I wouldn't even know what to do first. Do you automatically have to report like a large fish?
Because
how do you know like somebody else didn't catch a bigger one? They just never said anything about it.
I thought you could weigh it with like a scale, like one of those fish scales right there. And,
but
like,
who do you send it to?
Right. Do you have to report it to an official place?
Game fish warden. Something like that. Oh. Yeah,
you got to go to the warden, check.
I didn't know.
Have that thing measured out.
And then do they come check it to verify?
Oh, well, if you have the picture.
They come to your house.
I guess.
Yeah.
That and the FBI.
Yeah, do they?
Show me your car. Show me your prehistoric car fish. Is that a church car?
Shut
it
up.
Don't count.
Gar, not a car. Gar. G-A-R.
Oh, you caught a car, not a gar?
Gar. All right, when it comes to who you can brag about, right? Okay, he's going to put it on Facebook and brag about it that way, right? Okay, that's appropriate. You got to brag to your family about catching the gar, right? Yeah. Okay, at the bar. You're allowed to brag about the gar at the bar? Gar?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Why not? Now but nobody wants to hear it,
but
sure.
But now we're getting to, at what point can someone look you in the face and say, hey, I don't care, and they're not being a dick?
Any female coworker
can
tell you to shut up about your fish, because women don't care about fish.
So work is when it starts.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You've crossed into a bad area.
Can you bring it up if
it's
you're...
It's a no-car zone.
No gar. It's with a G. Gar.
Gar.
You're
garfish.
Kimmy, if you are at a dinner with your friend and her husband, and you and his husband, and her husband starts talking about the state record gar that he caught, are you politely listening, or are you telling him to stop talking?
Oh, I'm not telling. I'm just going to sit there and listen.
But you're hating it.
It's not. I mean, people can talk about worse things, right?
Where they put the gar. See how long that nose is?
I mean, like, I don't have a problem with somebody talking about it.
Maybe
especially if that's their hobby, you're probably used to them talking about it.
No, but I mean, it's like, this is a person you're not really connected to. Okay. It's your friend's husband.
No, I'm not. I can politely listen.
But nobody wants to hear anybody's fish story unless you are another fisherman. And all they're doing is they're going to tell you their story.
Okay.
And they're going to try to, like, fish top you.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about Chuck Zimmerman, caught a 15-pound, 14-ounce long-nosed gar down there in Jefferson County.
Oh, fishing Chuck.
It's a state record long-nosed gar.
Oh, she's a big wiggler, that one.
Donnie's on CMF. Hey, Donnie, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. What do you got?
So we were actually on the lake when they caught that fish.
You're kidding me.
A bunch of our buddies. So we're from Rochester, obviously.
Yeah.
We have a fishing camp up in Redwood. There's about 10 of us that go up there for opening bass weekend every year, but we all have kids now, so we go the weekend after Father's Day.
Bass or ass, nobody fishes for free,
so
baby.
We're all up on the lake. We're all on the lake on Butterfield Lake.
Butterfield Lake.
I said it five times already.
We hear the screaming across the bay, and we're like, what the hell's going on? Heck is going on over there? So we shimmy on over. My buddy, shout out to Chad Carpenter. He goes over, and these guys are like, hey, we just caught this fish. It's crazy. And he's like, hey, man. State record's like 14 pounds. You guys should probably go get that checked out. And they were like, no way. No, that's not
you
real.
Guys should
no
probably
way.
Go get girlfriends.
He said they're married with kids, you idiot.
you should check out. We're not. That's a big one.
Get away for a weekend, man.
Well,
get out
in
the water, have a couple of drinks.
I get it. Listen, I want to. We actually have
just a bunch of fellas up there on Butter Lake.
We have a man waiting on hold who caught this fish.
Sure, he remembers. He has not mentioned one word about the assist on this state record to any of the guys that helped him.
Okay, we'll bring that up, Donnie. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to an ungrateful friend, apparently. Chuck's on CMF. Hey, Chuck, congratulations on your fish. How are you?
Thanks. I'm doing good.
But this is the Chuck?
Taking some time to announce this.
Taking some time. Really preparing the right words to say out loud, Chucky.
And trying to. It's probably my first time on radio, so I appreciate it.
Okay. Mm. Well, no, we're honored to have the...
Yes, Fish and Chuck.
Yeah, okay. Hey, by the way, he called us. We did not book this interview. I don't want you to think we're the weasel. So, Chucky, with all due respect, Tommy is not impressed by what you pulled off with the long-nosed gar.
I heard that real quick, so that's what kind of got me to give you guys a call, because, I mean, this thing's like... I mean, if you see an article, they're saying this is like dinosaur-esque. So this is going to be up in my pole barn now.
You know, it'd be cool if you actually pulled out a dinosaur. That would be wicked cool. Hey, by the way, how long did it take you to bring it in?
It actually wasn't much of a fight at all. I mean, he slammed the lure, but he came
man,
right
if it
in
don't put up no
clear.
Fight, Tommy's it ain't in, no
wait,
dinosaur.
No, Chuck, Tommy's interrupting you because he doesn't know what fishing terms you're about to use. So he's just going to talk over you to sound more manly.
It ain't a fighting fish. It ain't no big deal.
You don't know nothing about gar. You don't know nothing about gar,
he didn't
bro.
Catch it. It surrendered. You're like the Irish army. You just give up.
This, Tommy. Come on, man.
All right, so Chucky, who have you been bragging to? Absolutely everybody since it happened all the way back in June?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows pretty much, and we've been reaching out to a Buffalo writer actually called me on Saturday morning. He's doing a big article on it, so
nice.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Nice!
And wait,
so
do wait.
First big fish.
Do you have it on display, you said, somewhere?
Yeah, so it's at Patterson's Taxidermy right now, which is in Alexandria Bay.
The finest of taxidermy places.
Quality work.
Highly endorsed by the break room.
How much, because that's not cheap, how much?
It came to be $820.
$800 for that stupid thing?
It's 15 pounds, man.
He's going to spend $1,000 on a pointless fish.
Yeah, but you have that to prove forever.
It's a piece of history, man. It's piece of history.
It don't even talk. That talking fish, you can get two for like $30.
Talking fish. Well, Chucky, listen, man, we're late.
Congratulations.
Way to go. Thanks for the call. Yeah. And, you know, you can invite Tommy over to your pole barn to look
That's more your
fish.
Angle. Pat likes
Tommy,
that
bring the women.
Bring the women.
Do it, with Chucky. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. There goes world state record holding Chuck.
Didn't know it cost so much to
taxidermy is really expensive.
Yeah.
Costs a lot of money to look at that fish for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.